I asked this first. How is the joke?
Joke. No one's gonna hear it. It's my podcast. No one listens to my podcast ever. So I got like four people.
You should let us guest star, man.
You are right now. You're on my. I'm recording right now, Darrell. Lazyman Hassel. Got a loud
actual studio, Scott, not Joe.
This is a real studio, Joe yeah. Bot. Yeah, live Bot. Studio.
Listening to house music.
Yeah. We're listening to loud music at Joe Bot with my friends Glendon and Darrell.
And because the microphone is facing towards the music.
Yep. Probably not going to hear any of
us. It's facing towards you guys. I'm not hear any of So we were talking about.
I'm a studio engineer, Scott. I know my shit.
I know you are. We need to work together. There's a couple people. One girl I met at the Chow thing.
Uh-huh.
And then another dude here. I want to record those guys because they're awesome. This one kid is actually talented. And then she's a great. Her name's like Lil Nina, but she's a friggin' sweet singer. She sounds like Ariana Grande. If she wasn't a less sluttier version of Ariana Grande, dude.
Nice. I'm never getting that on the podcast.
Although she dresses. She's over 18, I think, so it's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Thing is,
shout out to those girls.
I don't have a studio, man. You get us a studio, we go from there.
We'll find one, dude.
We just had an awesome guitarist playing in the background.
Yeah.
We thought it was house music, but.
Hey, house music.
It was a part of the open mic. That was by unknown artist.
Unknown artist. He didn't even tag his stuff afterwards.
Killing us, dude.
He didn't even tell us the name of the song or anything.
When it's guitars, you just know. You just gotta guess it. Like, I think this is the this guy's guitar. This is a guitar in E minor.
Did you put your sets? On your podcast, Scott, you should put your sets on.
No, because I recorded the video, so I don't know. I haven't really.
You can pull the audio. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I might. The ones that were about the bigger laughs, probably.
Get the ones with no laughs.
Oh, I could add
no
laughs to the background.
Add a laugh track.
Dude. So.
It's not like a normal laugh track. It's you laughing. That's it. You got it.
Okay. Put a laugh track, and it's just you going, oh, this guy is hilarious.
I was gonna do my stereotypical. I did a stereotypical white guy laugh. Oh, you silly man. Comic.
There's no volume. There is no volume.
This guy's gonna make it. This guy is gonna make it.
I'm gonna get into a phone right now. Right now.
But I love her.
That's awesome.
This is Bam 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 by unknown artist.
Are you gonna do your semi-aggressive, like, new metal lyrics to this? Glenn, you need to.
This song is brought to you by Chevy Trucks.
Chevy. No four top.
There we go. Hello, I'm Mr. Studio Girl. I'm in this Chevy.
What's up?
Chevy Truck.
Get a truck, girl. I got some steroids in check. I need some gentlemen steroids.
Is that your impression?
We hang out in the backyard. Well, kick dirt hard.
I tell you Hulk Hogan all of a sudden. I'm like, listen, girl. I'm going to ship you up.
That's the most unintimidating Hulk Hogan I've ever heard of. Hey, brother.
Brother,
hey. I'm going to take you down right now.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
When these 29-inch pythons wrap themselves around your neck and choke you and choke you and choke you. Brother. What you gonna do when the Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Right off the rails. Just how I like it.
Run wild.
for the three people that listen to my podcast, thank you guys. This is my friend.
Who are you?
Terrell Hearns and myself. Hang out at a.
Hulk Hogan's first name is Terry.
Dude, Hulk impressions.
He's got a punk name.
His first name is Terry.
Yeah, he's got a punk name. It's Hulk Hogan.
It is always the dudes with like girly names that get buff. Dude's name Ashley.
Yeah.
They end up getting buff as hell. Because they got beat up in school because their name was Ashley.
His daughter got bigger than he was. Brooke Hogan was a beast.
I bet you will tell it to her face.
I will. I still hook up with him.
Yeah, I was kind of done with that whole thing when he was rubbing her butt.
It was
so weird. That's weird.
She's the only girl where I was equally
when the Hulkster's rubbing his own daughter's butt, something's wrong with Hulkamania.
Dude, she looked at my. I can't tell from the back, brother. She looked like my wife. Sorry, bro. Hey, bro. Oh, sorry, bro. My bad, brother. She's my daughter.
Why does your Hulk Hogan sound scared to people?
Scared of the incest.
You know, brother?
Sound like he bought some bad roids.
Yeah. You know, brother? Yeah.
I'm going to get you, brother. Brother? Wait.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it. Do you know what? I can't do it. It hurts me to do it with the person at home. It hurts me to dress it again.
It's good, Scott.
You gotta get the low T. You gotta take some of that testosterone. You know that Frank Thomas being advertised. You know when you hit 40, it's really hard for you to stay in shape like you used to.
I inject this HTH in my body. Well, Barry Bonds is cool, dude. So my buddy Barry said it's really cool. Bill Clinton's back, dude.
Biting his bottom lip.
I would totally have sex with Nancy right now. Man. Phyllis not giving it to me. Like, she used
all these old, like, why don't we pick old, decrepit people to run this month?
Because old, decrepit people. Because we think they know everything.
They don't know shit.
I know.
I almost got away from
Yeah, like,
I'm going
they're literally forgetting shit.
Mark it. when I'm 48.
They're literally forgetting 40. Shit every minute of the day. And we're like, you guys are great leaders.
Well, Biden has Alzheimer's. So.
Dude, I think what they need to do, I think what happens, I think Bill Burr might be announced on that. I think it's like they look naughty, and they have like a little pinwheel in the back, and they spin it, and then they have names, like, all right, we want this guy. How do we get this guy power? And they spin again. Masterminding it.
Yeah.
It's my Mormon conspiracy theory.
It's just that.
Or it's dark.
Donald Trump said everything that you could possibly say to not get elected.
Yeah. And he got elected.
And he's probably going to get elected again. And a lot of people don't even, they're like, well, I hope he doesn't get elected. That's probably why he's going to get elected again. Because we don't want him.
What? Now here's the crazy thing though. He's gonna beat the impeachment, and then what's weird is no president has ever like served another term out there if they've been impeached, because Clinton was already done in his last term when he got impeached, and then Nixon resigned. So you imagine if he beats impeachment, Trump is. He's gonna be like a bully. He's gonna be like, fuck all you guys. I'm doing what I want. I think he might be press conference naked. Which he's not gonna care. You know?
Well,
like, winning the poo style. Just freaking no.
Well, we got to see what it looked like when Peter Griffin got to run America.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what Donald Trump is.
I think he watched that Family Guy episode. Like, yo, that's good. That's good.
Because this motherfucker says and does everything humanly possible to get fired every day.
Yep.
And they're just like, no. No, there might be a black guy again.
Yep.
They might pick another black guy again.
What's crazy is that Kamala Harris chick was going to be like, she like on the fast track of like...
Right, they're afraid. They're so afraid of another black person becoming president, and that the only black person didn't even really do nothing. He just smiled for us. made people feel comfortable when they saw his face.
Listen to me, I have hope.
Look at me, I am black, using words that are in the dictionary. Like, that basically, I do not speak with slang. I do not sound like a rap song. I do not make old white people feel threatened when I talk.
Well, it's funny though, Marlon Wayans has a great bit, dude, on his last thing of like woken up. So in the beginning part of his presidency with Obama, like he was like more like the whiter half himself. Mm-hmm. And then his bit with Marlon Wayans, he's a bit in the end, he's like then like the black side came out, he's like, fuck you Congress, I'm out, I'm Obama. Bitches, and then he drops the mic on the set.
That part never came out.
No, you gotta watch the bit. His bit's funny though. He talks to
no.
No, but
black people dreamed of him doing that the whole 8 years that he was in office, knowing that he would never do it.
The craziest thing was that he did was. Have a rainbow in the White House.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. The whole rainbow in the White House. Anything you do. Let's paint it purple now because of Prince.
Like, dude. Why was he such a stereotype? Why was he the, like, because he's a black president, he had to eat chicken and play basketball? I've seen him play basketball. I've seen him play basketball more than any other president. Bill Clinton used to play basketball too.
Right, it's true.
And I only saw him play basketball like twice his whole 8 years in office.
I saw
Obama play basketball six times at least.
And he had like a playlist. He had like an interview.
They even told us that he got hurt in a pickup game.
Man down.
And the dude that accidentally elbowed him was facing jail time. Because he accidentally elbowed the president in a basketball game.
Well, you know, they could have considered that an assassination attempt.
I was done with Obama when I saw him on the news take a bite to a piece of fried chicken. I knew exactly what it was once I saw that.
So you can become president.
Why are they filming him eating? I never seen George Bush eat not one damn thing.
Nope. You know why? It's because his dad choked on some like a freaking steak. It's a piece of Indian film eating.
I listen to Jay-Z. He's my favorite rapper, you know?
Yeah.
Me and Jay-Z, he's my boy.
Yeah, but remember Jay-Z had
he's my boy.
Yeah, remember Jay-Z had that lyric where he's like, Obama said, don't say this. Remember what was that? Didn't Jay-Z have a song where he said, like, Obama said, don't, you know, ever again talk about it?
Obama was good for white people soothing their guilt.
you think what it was? Just start collecting guilt? Or we're like, oh, okay,
yeah. He got elected because he was black. And white people thought it would be nice to have a black guy for a change.
Right.
And I applaud the experiment, but if you really honestly know about the president, you know he wasn't going to do nothing.
Right. Well, no, the thing is, people don't realize the presidents, they're just sitting ducks anyways because the problem is the Senate or House, because how they set up, like how the founding father set it up is great, but it also set up to fail too because the president has to get the executive branch of the House, Senate, and the president. So basically, the checks and balances, but it ends up being, even if the president has full control of the same party on both sides, they still can't get anything done because then once they do that, people are just going to bitch about, like, oh, yeah, the liberals are like, ain't that? But the conservative side, these liberals are running everything. It's like no one can. So I hate it because then it's all too politicized now. It's like each party has a stranglehold on their own views that no one can have clear thoughts.
Yeah,
it's a puppet of his own party.
It's just totally everybody's siding with their party.
Right.
No matter what their party does, they're sticking with their party. And it just makes sure that nothing ever gets done.
It's almost like gangs. Like,
yeah, like, it's exactly what it is.
Republicans are the Bloods, and the Democrats are the Kings.
Yeah.
But they're territorial.
But they're both terrorizing the people.
Right.
It's just that people either like one or like the other. So whichever one they like, they try to say that it's doing a beneficial thing for this country. But human beings are selfish.
No, I'm not gonna judge. I don't see what you got, man. So Topo Chico, Mineral Water, and a pastry are the sponsors of this following segment. So again, Topo Chico, Twisted Lime, Sparkling Water.
This is a cover of Radioactive by unknown artists.
Horrible cover.
Yep. All the cover artists have been brought to you by Downtown Phoenix.
And Topo Chico.
And boredom.
Is that good, by the way? Topo Chico, is that good? I've never tried it before. I'll see it like the fries. Because it's always like, it's like 60 cents. I don't know. They're like, they're not trying to give away fries. $10. So I never know. I like sparkling water. Dude. It's weird.
But it was a lot of things.
I know you're right.
A lot of things that Obama did that kind of tipped you off that he wasn't really going to do shit. Because his first presidential act was to have a solid gold 70s concert on the lawn of the White House with his wife. Yeah, he had the Temptation and the Four Tops and all them motherfuckers was there. I'm like, what the fuck? This is the first thing you do when you're in office and it's stereotypical? You're not our president. This is a smokescreen.
I saw this on the Tom Joyner Cruise.
I was like, man, they really tried to do that okie doke. But the thing about it is, black people will fall for every stupid ass okie doke shit that they pull. Like that whole Colin Kaepernick bogus shit. Dude knew he was gonna be out the NFL.
Yeah.
So his publicist told him to take a knee and create a controversy. And he stirred it up and stirred it up until enough fucking guilty white people and enough fucking ignorant black people were on his side that the NFL was forced to settle. Because it was affecting his little tiny revenues. And it was just, it was, it was, the NFL NFL didn't pay him because they felt like he was making an accurate protest. They paid him because he was a fucking nuisance. They was just like, get this motherfucker out of here.
But on the flip side of that, even if somebody like starts out like as a puppet for like an agenda, you think eventually, almost like a like except for why kind of situation where they actually then start actually believing it, like So I think what happened with him, like it's kind of like maybe didn't really believe it, but then he took off and got so much good.
It got some publicity. He went away for 2 years. He started making a little bit of noise again. The NFL was like, hold on, man. We thought we got rid of you. Right. And he's like, no, I'm going to keep making noise until you give us some money. And they gave him some money.
Right.
Then he didn't have nothing to do with his life.
Right.
Because he got the money he wanted.
And what's the crazy thing is that...
So he stirred up another controversy, talking about they don't want to hire him. And he got two offers before this shit even happened. He got two offers. He got offers from Seattle and Denver, which he turned down. And if he would have took the Denver job, he would have been starting in the NFL this year. So if two teams offer you a contract and you turn them contracts down, then you have this bullshit pro day with the whole league watching you. And then you fucking move that pro day because you're like saying that they're trying to control it. Like, bro, you don't want to play football.
You didn't need to break into Taco Bell, okay?
This isn't about football anymore. This is about his ass. He trying to milk the last money out of that shit. That old Colin Kaepernick shit was funny.
I'm sorry, that was bad. Because
he went away for like 2 weeks.
I was like, why did Darrell break in this Taco Bell, dude?
This motherfucker took a nap. This motherfucker broke in the Taco Bell, did his little business, and took a nap.
I'm gonna steal all the tacos and then take them to heaven. I got that itis. Sorry.
That dude was just out. He probably was just out in the street.
Yep.
Didn't have nowhere to go. Decided to.
And that guy has a girlfriend too. Freaking homeless guy and a girlfriend. I love that bit. Dude.
Yeah. I know. Toilet paper robot.
You're right. Something's going on. Charmin. Charmin, like a
robot.
Robot for toilet paper?
Yeah. Trying to get a robot machine to do everything for us.
Seriously. It's idiocracy.
It's like more.
Idiocracy is going to happen. Like,
it's already here.
I know, but it's going to get like that.
Yeah, it's already here. That's why people abbreviate complete sentences.
Right. Yep. You know, you're right, dude. Oh, shit.
Like, we abbreviate LMK, let me know. Why don't you just type all three words so you won't forget how to spell it?
Right.
I have some history, like real history.
Yeah.
Shit, I was there for them. They don't tell proper story, you know? So, you know what I'm saying?
They're trying to make us stupid as fuck. Yeah. and it's working. Everybody sounds like a goddamn social media website when you talk to them.
I'm sure about my brand. I feel like my brand going light and in power.
Yeah.
All those around me.
Everybody sound like that.
Why has everybody got the same t-shirts?
Yeah.
Like that.
Dude, it's like
same
what?
YouTube channel.
Same. Like, yeah. Everybody starts sounding like a money, like these like little Gen Z money.
Yeah, everybody talking slogans. Yeah. Everybody talking slogans and catchphrases.
Right. Shout out Great Way Media #.
Yeah. Like this shit. Lit is a. First off, that's an old ass term.
Yeah.
Lit came out in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Little John used to say that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it all of a sudden it just we adapted it in this, and now people can't stop saying that shit.
It's been,
because
everything gonna be lit.
And I feel so bad because the kids now
over here in the 90s.
Yeah,
like for us, the 80s, you know,
it was a slang word. It used to be a slang word for getting fucked up.
Yeah, right.
I'm lit. Because I was in Texas in 2002, and that was their slang for being drunk.
Yeah, like it was like on Lee, tipping, tipping.
Yeah. That's when you served out your brain. I'm tipping. Yeah, I'm tipping. Because your motherfucking ass is barely coherent. You got so much codeine in your fucking body. Look, someone good.
That's on.
I hope that she says her name.
Her name's Abby.
Yeah, she's very loud.
Okay.
Is that the guy? That's the guy I was rapping earlier. Look at him. Look at that nose. You're like a wicked witch and shit.
Look
at this comedian's table.
Yeah, come
on, we're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
We're just shooting the shit. Coming on the topics that you would love. We've been talking a lot of political stuff. So being in the military, okay. So yes, Liz Frizzis, guys, join us. My three listeners that listen to the podcast religiously. I appreciate it. So,
hi, Scott's mom and her two friends.
Yes, my mom, my uncle, Robert Kelly, who's in jail. He's got a better listening. And my grandma, so.
That was a bad R. Kelly joke.
It was terrible. It wasn't supposed to be good.
It wasn't even near good.
You just told me.
It wasn't even near good. It was like.
No one's going to listen.
You just told the news, Scott. I've seen you do that on stage. That's why he's giving you
the. Normally I wouldn't have said anything, but that one was just such a bad joke. I'm like, bro, that was not even any energy in that. My uncle's Robert Kelly. Bro, you're a white dude, and you're like 40.
He molested my aunt when she's 13, right?
You was his first fan.
To
listen to him to piss off your parents.
You know the pain of parents.
To piss on your parents.
That's a good call. I like that.
He pissed on my aunt.
He's related to illiterate R. Kelly, supposedly. See, so that's your uncle, and he don't know how to read and write, and you're a white dude. So what that say about you?
I don't know how to read and write either. That's why I'm horrible at comedy.
But you're doing a podcast, and you don't know how to read and write.
I can speak fluently stuff.
So you just lied to your audience.
That's right. They know that. They know I always tell three truths in life.
Tell us the three truths.
Three truths is I'm handsome, I'm good looking, and people love me.
Okay, tell us the three truths.
I'm handsome, I'm good looking, and people love me.
Because really? Mom says
so.
I'm Mormon, two lies and comedy.
Yeah. It was two lies and a mommy's truth.
Yeah. My mom says I'm funny. Yeah, my mom actually does not think I'm funny. She hates me. It's painful.
It just got dark.
Yeah, it did.
It is. It's painful.
Yeah, it did. Wow.
This is a real Scott.
This podcast turned real white trash real quick. My mom hates me.
Mom hates me.
Well, I mean.
And my music.
Yeah. I told you that's why he was listening to R. Kelly and piss off his mom.
He did. Chewbacca hit him up.
He was watching 12 Play back in the day.
We're listening to Honey Love at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep,
jacking off. Jacking off the Victoria's Secret catalogs.
that or have the neighbor girl with me.
The neighbor girl?
Yep.
Was she was like death?
Oh, she was spying on her through the...
yeah. That too.
I want to tease you.
No, she was blind. She didn't.
She had a club foot.
She didn't know what it was. She just saw it or something.
She didn't know what it was.
For my body.
She's like, wait, trying sex moves on blind girls.
Why is it smoky?
Aren't you a Mormon?
A hard hot dog. Yeah.
He says something about the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints.
I'm a bad Mormon.
Keep the blind girls out of the Mormon church.
I'm a bad Mormon.
How many blind wives do you have?
I've only known one.
Look, the lies are getting ready to happen.
It was a lie.
There's like 13 of them there somewhere, huh?
13 somewhere, yeah.
I know you're like secretly a bigamist. We all know you got like 7 wives, Scott.
Well, you have to have one for each day of the week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Z tried to deny it, but I got him comfortable in his own self. Now the truth's coming out.
So what are
the jobs of each of these wives?
Cook, clean, sew.
Who's in charge of blowjobs?
That's wife Thursday. It's the Thursday
wife. So you only get blowjobs once a week.
Jeez.
And you got 6 wives.
No, she gets the best one. No, sorry. The Thursday one gets the best blowjobs. So it gets progressively better.
Okay, so how would you rank them according to blowjobs?
Okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday.
So they're basically in order?
Yeah, in reverse order.
You sure do know how to pick them, Scott.
You
named them off really quick. You didn't even have to think about it either. You didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to go, man, Thursday is kind of, but sometimes Tuesday is like, you didn't even have to put any thought. You were just like,
well, here's why. It's because my Wednesday looks like this guy behind us with the face tattoo.
So you openly admit that you have a wife that looks like a man. And you let her
by the top, huh?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones.
Face tattoos with a man butt.
I don't know, man. That's just something I don't understand. When did we start, like, when did it become cool to start, like, putting art on your face?
Here's the bad thing. Do you think he's got
mushroom pork tattooed on him? Yep. Because people have always been putting tattoos in the head. But when did the, like, I guess Mike Tyson turned everybody on?
I guess so.
Yeah. No, it's the Hangover. No, the Hangover came out through the Mike Tyson.
That wasn't nothing. I think they made him tattoo his face in some type of punishment or something.
Okay, I'm talking about something.
Because it don't even fit. And I know it means something. We just gotta look it up.
Well, it's tribal.
Yeah.
Ludicrous. My tribe is that I'm a boxer. And it'd be cool to put my
vegetable tongue to his face.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
I'm gonna bold press.
Yeah, you would.
He'll knock me dead. He'll literally knock me dead. But I
wonder who made. I wonder if people actually made fun of him to his face.
I'm sure his buddies had it, like you, Mike.
Nah, I don't think his friends.
Someone had it.
Nah, I don't think, because it's early knockouts, bro.
No, didn't have, like, one, like, the Comedy Central roast, someone make fun of it?
Yeah, but it's a roast. It's on TV. Right. He's not going to knock you the fuck out
on TV.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm talking about Mike Tyson at home.
Just chilling.
You just make fun of him in his own fucking house about his fucking voice. I wonder if anybody had a voice.
I doubt it.
No. Because they pictured a Trevor Burbick fight.
Nobody knows, like, I listen to his podcast sometimes. Because he has comedians by it. Nobody knows this.
Hell no. I wouldn't do that shit either. I'd just be honest, like, bro, you scared the fuck out of me. I don't even know how the hell I'm in the same room with you right now.
That's most upsetting.
Yeah. Like, bro, I know you. I know that boxing shit was just some shit to keep you from doing it in real life.
Could you honestly imagine Mike Tyson, like, as an enforcer, like, just kind of,
like, bro,
like a mob out there, like,
Mike Tyson.
Well, you need to give the money, right? I'm gonna knock you Philly.
I tell Mike Tyson straight out. Mike Tyson. I was cool on trying to test you when you told that grown man that you would fuck him and make him love you. I was done with that thought of fucking with Mike Tyson, yep, even on some joking shit.
So I'm gonna fuck you till you love me back.
Yeah. He's calling him a fag. I was like, whoa. And he didn't even backpedal and flinch, stop. Whoa, that was kind of gay. None of that. He just said it and left it.
I feel good. My ex is here finally. She was able to beat cancer and she's here tonight. We can hang out.
All right.
Let me be honest, dude. Some of us is here. My girlfriend counted, dude. She beat cancer, dude.
He's got girlfriend.
He's trying to roost. He's trying to
His girlfriend survived cancer. Give it up for Scott's baggage.
Disease baggage there.
In my cancer, I don't know myself, guys. I was the cancer. So she got rid of him.
That was a good twist on it, Scott. That was a good try.
Yeah, well,
I'm proud of you.
Man, I wonder how often do Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson hang? Because apparently they're like really close.
I didn't really?
Probably good, man.
Yeah, because Mike Tyson was at Evander Holyfield's son's first boxing match.
Yeah.
I saw the, it was a documentary. It was a Mike Tyson documentary. And that's when you've seen that they were like really good friends and shit. I don't know how I would feel after a dude bit my ear off.
That's a connection, dude.
He bit my fucking ear.
It's like
that cost him money, bro.
It's because he still couldn't fight, man.
What's that thing?
Well, not still. He was still doing his old shit.
What's the thing that?
As the folks figured out the holes in it, he's still doing his old shit. What's it up, Mike?
Time to go street. Time to take him back to Brooklyn, son. Bite this motherfucker.
If he bites his ear, you automatically got to become either enemies are best friends, because you can't.
Plus I'm sure like Mike's team paid for ear surgery and shit.
I'm sure Don King's like, I'm getting surgery, we'll get back in the ring.
It was just like, the thing about that, it was, you could see that the lifestyle of being Mike Tyson. He was just tired of it.
I'm not tired of it. It got too far in his head.
Yeah, you get tired.
He was like 19 when he blew up. Well, probably younger when he blew up.
Right.
You blow up young, no real guidance. Just people telling you every day that you're the best, man. You can do it again, man. Hey, here's another paycheck because you're a bad motherfucker. Here's another one, Mike. Yeah, man. Do it again. Go on in there. Yeah, man.
Mike Tyson was
I'll never go in there with you ever, Mike. You're a bad dude.
Mike
Tyson
was it helped him become who he was, but he was mentally abused by Customato.
Yep.
Customato turned him into a killer.
Yep.
He kind of fucking do what the army do to you.
Yep.
Broke him down and built him up.
Yep.
And what happened was he got punched and it broke the fucking programming. And he realized, wait a minute, I'm not a program fighter, I'm a street nigga.
Yep.
I'm gonna bite this motherfucker.
Yep. What's crazy is I was watching that at my friend's house at Morgan, like when it happened, and we were like, because I think I was
in the rest of
before moving to Vegas. I think I might have been in sophomore or junior high school when the fight was out. But that's a memory. Like, holy crap, like, dude, Tyson was like, he bit his ear. Like, he bit his ear.
Yeah.
Back then, I didn't start saying, he bit his freaking ear. It's crazy. Like that.
I always was like, man, this dude would beat your ass so bad that you had to fight this motherfucker.
Well, like, as I said with the other fight, Muhammad Ali's like, one loss or a few losses, they waited until he got like out of his prime when they like got rid of his license and he had a 9-to-5 shit.
Yeah.
They say, hey man, it was a fight, man. You want to come back in? Then he had his trainer.
Yeah.
Has been still training people, still training, fighting. That knows every fucking move of him.
Right.
And then takes him down. Like, you guys, you set him up.
I hate when they do that.
His people didn't even care about him towards the end. Because he should have never been in a ring with Larry Holmes.
Yeah.
Somebody should have told him, look, man, you're slowing down.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking with your head.
Yeah.
Because that 30 for 30 about that fight that ESPN did, really sad.
The Tyson one or the
Muhammad Ali? About his last fight.
Yeah.
Because they go through all the training, and you see him, his reflexes are off.
Yep.
You know, you see his eyes aren't even the same. His footwork, he was 38, out of shape. Like, fat.
Didn't he have the Parkinson's at that point?
Yeah, it was setting, it was early setting. And his people should not have let him
at all
to get in the ring. And I watched that fight, and it's the most disgraceful thing that I've ever seen in boxing. We know you got literal people screaming at him to get out the way.
Yeah.
But this man cannot do it because his motor skills are fucked up.
Right.
It was so bad that Larry Holmes didn't even knock him out.
Yeah.
He just jabbed him to the end of the fight because he had so much respect for him because he used to spar with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
So, and that was kind of the reason why Mike Tyson knocked out Larry Holmes so bad.
Yeah.
Is because of Muhammad Ali.
Oh, really? Oh,
he was one of his heroes.
Yeah. He fucked up Larry Holmes real bad.
That's cool. That's like, this is from Muhammad.
Yeah, he fucked him up real bad.
Look at Larry.
It sounded like his face got busted open when he knocked him out.
Oh, yeah, that loud ass fucking.
Right. like when you blow up a brown paper bag and you pop it.
Yep.
That's what it sounded like when my Tyson hit Larry Holmes.
Like a Goku super puncher.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
No.
It was fucked up. And Larry Holmes was like Muhammad Ali. That's the funniest thing is, man. He was like Muhammad Ali age. When he did that to Muhammad Ali, he was the same age when that happened to him. He was 38 too. He was 38 too when that happened.
Yeah.
And I go, damn. Karma is the motherfucker.
That is crazy. So real, he was 38?
Yeah, he was 38 when Mike Tyson knocked him out. He was washed up.
Yeah, I wonder if Tyson did on purpose. Don't Tyson wait until he was 38? Like, I'm a pretty good.
No, Larry Holmes was just an old fighter.
No, but I'm just saying what Tyson knew. He's like, because of that, like, when he started.
No, Larry Holmes was washed up. Larry Holmes had to approach Mike Tyson to fight him. This is when Mike Tyson was king of the heavyweight division. This is Larry Holmes going. Somebody was like, hey, this motherfucker was supposed to fight Mike, but he fucking dropped out. Hey, man, we'll give you such and such amount, $1 million to fight this motherfucker.
I'm glad you know sports.
Yeah, and Larry Holmes is like, yo, I'm fucking fat. Bro, I need this money, though, so I'm going to do it.
Dude, that's what it
is. And he got his ass whooped.
Well, that's shame.
I think you talked about that fight on the podcast.
It was crazy.
Well, it's just shameful that, you know, once they're so, that they've run out of money, that they got to go back. Those are people I feel bad for.
You know what? That was one of the things that I heard on his show. It's like, you know, if you want to do boxing or fight or sport, that's got to be like your last resort ever.
Right.
Yep. It's got to be the only thing you feel can get you out of whatever you in. Because Roy Jones is still fighting.
Yep. Is he Roy?
Yeah, Roy Jones is still an active boxer.
Yep.
He's way past what we remember him as.
Oh, yeah.
But he also got like 11 fucking kids.
Yeah. But you get a lot of money out of fighting.
Yeah.
Just like if you negotiate probably for comedy. You know,
it's like Floyd Mayweather. Like, Floyd Mayweather, when he, once we became 50 and now, because he did like that weird exhibition against like the Korean guy in the box, like he beat him for like his 50th win. He's like, oh, I'm gonna
try. All it is making money off of unfair fights.
Although I, you know, that McGregor not getting the box,
but it's just people. We just capitalizing on people's stupidity, man.
Right.
Because you're stupid too. You gotta be stupid as fuck to order. You have to be stupid as fuck to order that damn Conor McGregor fight. It was a boxing match.
Yeah.
So of course Floyd Mayweather was gonna win. We all know if Conor McGregor would have got a chance to choke that little motherfucker out, it would have been over. It would have been over. If he would have been able to grab Floyd played, it would have been over.
Yes.
In under 2 minutes. He would have took him to the ground, choked him out.
Floyd's faster.
Nah. Have you seen boxers in that shit? If you can't knock a motherfucker out, if you ain't got knockout power, you are, it's a wrap for you.
He's got knockout power, though. Have you seen the fight in Japan? He did. Alright, that was awesome.
Most professional fighters, most professional boxers who try to make that transition get their ass whooped. Because you get grass. These motherfuckers got chins. There's not a big ass glove around their fucking hand when they're fighting. They're wearing this fucking tiny, like fingerless fucking gloves. So they can take him basically full fist shots every time. So you gotta know how to land that perfect shot. Are you fucking toast unless you work on your ground game?
This remind me of this. You said, you know, the last resort is boxing, they put on those gloves. Because I think the very last resort, you put on a whole different kind of glove. You know, like, yeah, you put on like a condom, you know?
Like, I can't even really tell you a successful boxer that has made that transition. They all get fucked up because boxing is on the feet. Once you take them off the feet, it's your fucking rap.
I've seen people do it, man.
If you got a thunderous fucking like punch, like I seen Ray Mercer win a couple fights because he fucking can knock you out with one fucking shot.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta play your game, not their game.
Well, once you hit a person and they not going nowhere, and you get to getting tired, you become easier to grab.
That's why you play your game. Supposed to have fools. You know, you say, it's mixed martial arts. You know what I'm saying? Mixed means, you know, boxing, you know, jiu-jitsu.
Some motherfuckers don't get to learn. They don't learn all that shit. They just go, I used to knock motherfuckers out in the ring. I'm going to get an octagon and do the same shit. And it don't work. It don't work. They get their ass beat.
I've seen
no.
I've seen a few times.
No. Historically, boxers get owned in MMA, because once you take them down, it's a wrap.
The thing about dude Liddell was kicking ass as a boxer. And he was a legit boxer.
I actually met him. He's pretty good.
Holly Holm, and she's got a boxing background, but she also got a kickboxing background.
Yeah, but that was also luck too, because she lost the next round.
She beat Ronda Rousey because Ronda Rousey was overconfident.
Overconfident.
I called that loss before it happened.
Yeah.
I called that loss. Ronda's fight before that when she won. I said she was gonna lose.
Yeah.
I get this feeling. She was gonna lose.
I didn't understand Ronda, why she would even like stand up to box against a champion boxer.
Because people were saying she couldn't box. Instead of her going, alright then, I can't box.
But I'll still fuck everybody up.
Beat this bitch's ass. You got her ass fucked up.
It's because they played her ego. They knew that.
That's what the media do to you.
And she don't have a chin either. That's the problem.
Yeah. She never had really been hit.
Yep.
Yeah. She never really been hit. She usually be the one doing the hitting, or she's taking a bitch down.
Right.
And choking her out. But that's a kick. You gotta think about it. Your legs support your whole body weight all day, every day. So that's like getting hit in the face with a baseball bat. She got kicked in the face.
I've seen MMA fights where the guy just does leg kicks all day, and then the leg just collapses.
Yeah, because
he gets raw. You know what I'm saying?
Get red, though. The whole fight is to be red.
All those jiu-jitsu guys,
they
look so damn. Because they're like, I can take it, but like after five rounds of that shit, that means someone's like hammering your leg.
Yeah, that shit's burning.
And those guys' legs are so hard, it's like
burning by the fist.
It's got to be like a sledgehammer just going.
Yeah, I'm in there.
That shit burning. That shit gotta be annoying, dude, just kicking you in the same low area of your leg.
At that point, at that point, I swear I would try to grab the leg, dude.
See, that
even if it breaks your leg, arms, I'd at least try to.
Mixed martial arts take a lot of discipline because it's easy for you to get annoyed. Just watching it, I'll be like, if a motherfucker kept doing that to me, I would fuck up and try to grab them and probably get choked out because I got mad.
But the reason I don't like it that much sometimes is because people go too hard too fast, right?
Yeah.
So you paid like $500 tickets for, you know, these seats, and you get knocked out in like 3 seconds, dude.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's what I was telling people about this last Deontay Wilder fight. They were saying, oh, he was losing, and then he knocked the dude out. I'm like, no. His people told him to carry this dude.
Yes.
These people told him to carry him for 7 rounds so people will get their money's worth because Mike Tyson almost destroyed pay-per-view boxing.
So,
because people were paying $60 to watch him knock a person out in 30 seconds.
You gotta put on a show. You know what I'm saying? But he had a good quote too. He said, the other guy has to fight perfectly for what is it, 8 rounds or 7 rounds?
Yeah.
I need to fight perfect for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
He has one hit, he knock him out.
Yeah. And that was exactly because I usually don't watch the fight until the day after because everybody's talking about it and shit. And I'm pretty much already knowing going in and it's some bullshit. So my homeboy was telling me that he was getting beat and he knocked him out.
Right.
And then he sent me the video and I'm like, how did he hit him? I need to see what it looked like. And he sent me the video and I go, oh, he had that punch the whole night.
Yep.
He could have did that anytime he wanted.
Yep. It's just a low percentage hit. That's all.
Like, he could have did that anytime he wanted to, but they don't want people to get upset. So he let this dude punch him around for 7 rounds.
Right.
And then when he got the thumbs down, he went and did that shit. Because he hit that motherfucker on his forehead. And it could have killed him.
So is it true to say if you hit someone here in the nose,
it goes to your brain. Your nose and your brain is connected.
And there's something like right here that is not the face too.
Yeah. I don't even think that Deontay Wilder is the greatest fighter.
No.
He just country strong. But if you get in there with somebody
that's strong,
in a box and is just as strong as him, he'll get destroyed.
Yep.
Tyson Fury exposed him.
Yep.
But Tyson Fury just don't have power.
He
couldn't knock him out.
He's got the technical aspect of it now.
Just like the dude Ortiz. Ortiz could have beat him up too, but he just ain't had the power to put him out. And then Wilder's people knew that. This is like, oh, just let him beat you up for 7 rounds and then you hit him.
That's why I kind of like watching like welterweight, lightweight.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think Canelo is like the shit right now.
That's the thing, is the lower division are boxing. The middleweight and welterweight.
And those are more technique, right?
Like,
you can win by technique.
Yeah. You have to win by technique.
That's the biggest beatboxing I've heard ever in my fucking life. I'm taking boxing right now.
That's that
hip-hop beatbox.
That's that hip-hop beatbox.
That's the worst I've ever heard in my life. My heart's hurt right now.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry going through all that. Spy guys are taking over.
We can go to my neighborhood. I'll show you that white people aren't changed. It was beatboxing by making boxing punching noises.
That's what it sounds like.
Gosh, I'm a dope ass beatboxer.
Supposed to sound like the instrument.
Yeah, bro.
You're
now working on your 1-2.
I used to love watching Adrian Broner fight until he got knocked the fuck out, dude. Yes. I love his trash talking. I like that type of attitude. Yes, and you gotta back that up.
That dude is
crazy. He's done.
He's punch drunk. And because when Marcos Maidana knocked him out, he broke his spirit.
Yep.
And it happened. And it usually happens.
He was cocky. He did okay in the end rounds, dude. He could have won.
Right. Now he got dropped.
Donald's facing the weight, he just grabbed him, went like this.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And then Nana knocked him down and did the same thing to him.
Yeah, he never been dropped before.
Yeah.
He got dropped.
Yep.
And then his ego took over. Everybody just saw me get dropped. And he freaked out. And couldn't come.
Can't get your confidence back, man.
Right. After, when he left the ring after that fight, I knew it was over. When Marcos Maidana beat him, he lost his first fight.
Broner's a piece of shit, man.
Nah, man.
He was still the bootleg.
He was a bootleg.
Mayweather.
Yeah, he's a bootleg.
They said he was going to be the next Mayweather, but Mayweather even told him, don't be too cocky, dude. He wouldn't listen to Mayweather. Mayweather was trying to coach him.
He started beefing for a while. After he already got beat, and he fucking, and what happened is he became a slave to his money.
Yeah.
He stopped working out. He got fat.
Yeah.
With that fucking beard.
You lose like 2-3 in a row. You lose all your like followers, man.
Yeah.
Because he was
the way he was losing. And then when he lost the old ass Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
That kind of put a lot into
it.
Yeah, it was old.
But it was fun when he was winning, though.
Yeah.
He was talking a lot of shit,
yeah,
dude.
Right? But that, a lot of dudes do that shit. I was watching this ride going, somebody gonna punch him in his mouth. And then we're gonna see what real fighter he is.
But I think Maidana got the closest to beating Mayweather. Because Mayweather didn't see it coming.
Slept on him,
yeah.
Because, you know, a dangerous person, the most dangerous fighters are fighters with good chin.
What?
A fighter with a good chin.
Oh, yeah.
If he can eat everything you've given him.
But also, I think a dangerous fighter is a fighter that, especially someone that's technical, against someone's technical, is someone that is, like, not, like, properly trained. You have like a weird swing, you know what I'm saying?
Because
Maidana has that.
Yeah, he had different angles.
Maidana had that little fucking right hand like this, like a hammer.
Yeah, he did. That overhand.
Yeah. Because when you're trained in boxing, you pull up like this. That's just coming like this, dude. You can't be like that.
My
friends that were like play boxing, like with gloves, when I live in Vegas. And that's. My buddy did that to me. And he kept hitting my mom. So that's fake.
Yeah, it's borderline illegal. But you still got
to hurt.
Like, that's why I knew when they had the rematch that Maidana was getting fucked up.
Go kill
I knew Maidana was going to lose, dude.
Yeah.
Because Mayweather studies the tape and just gets better.
Yeah.
Maidana doesn't have the discipline.
Nah, Maidana only had the, like, Maidana was like a street fighter.
Yeah.
They just brought him to the gym. They taught him a little bit of technical stuff.
Yeah.
But his power was good enough to get him wins.
And the problem was the first fight he had, he got paid too much. So like on the second fight, he was heavier in the second fight. Why would you be heavier? You want to be lighter.
Yeah. That shit happens though. Cause Anthony Ruiz.
But I want to know is why did Pacquiao lose to Lloyd?
Yeah, but that's some bullshit though.
Because they waited too fucking long to fight.
And I hate that shit.
They waited too long to fight. Same thing happened with Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler.
Yep.
They fought. They waited too long to fight. Marvin Hagler won that fight. I watched that damn fight. I watched that fight over and over again.
No one wants to watch that shit.
I watched that fight over and over again. I'm like, all Sugar Ray Leonard did was throw fast punches that didn't really land and then move.
You know what would have been a great fight?
Canelo if he didn't fight Mayweather too early.
Yeah.
If Canelo had like five more fights in him versus Mayweather, that would have been a good fight.
But that's why Mayweather took that fight.
I know.
That's why Mayweather took that fight.
With Pacquiao too, right?
Yeah. He waited. He played the waiting game. He ducked him till he got old. Then he like, oh, let's do
the
it
problem
now.
Was Pacquiao in like boxing years was like 10 years older than Mayweather.
Yeah.
Because he's taking more fights. He's taking more hits to the chin. You know, the way he boxes and shit. Yeah. And he never turned down a fight.
He started getting less knockouts.
Yeah.
Around the time that they had that fight. Manny was not. He was winning a lot of fights by decision.
Yeah, but with defense, you get better as you get older. That's the problem. And Mayweather didn't have any knockouts, dude.
No.
It's like 10, 12 fights.
But Floyd Mayweather, a lot of people... Floyd Mayweather broke both his hands. So he really can't hit a person that hard because he's going to break his hand again. So that's why he became more of a defensive fighter.
Yeah.
Before he was money, when he was Pretty Boy, I was a big Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather fan. When he became money, I'm like, oh, he ducking motherfuckers. I'm like, his people are picking his fights. So he's not fighting top level dudes. And he lost to, what's his name, Juan Jose Castillo. He lost it. Floyd Mayweather lost two fights that he got robbed on.